It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
Jane Jacobs changed the way we look at cities, emerging in the 1960s as the visionary opposition to her nemesis, the New York power broker Robert Moses. As we now know, Moses was ruthless in pushing his development projects, even when it meant destroying neighborhoods.
You have to move a lot of people out of the way of a big housing project or slum clearance project. A lot of them are not going to like it. Many of them are misinformed.
Jacobs was relentless in pushing back, starting with her best-selling book, The Death and Life of Great American Cities, published in 1961. Then she learned that Moses wanted to build a highway through her neighborhood in the West Village. Her book editor, Jason Epstein, remembers.
She really didn't think of herself as a community organizer, as a street fighter of that sort. She's a writer. She didn't appreciate the distraction. She really didn't, but she knew she had to do it.
In the documentary Citizen Jane, filmmaker Matt Turnauer tells the story of how Jacobs led a movement to block Moses. The film uncovers rare archival recordings of its protagonists, still relevant today.
I suddenly had to put into practice my own premises that if anything was going to happen to reverse the way things were being done, the citizens had to take some initiative and the citizens had to frustrate the planners.
This is an origin tale of a citizens' movement confronting a powerful bully. Citizen Jane, Battle for the City, opens in theaters this weekend. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.